going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Curry, now guarded, dribbling on Smith, stops and put him into the blender, knocked down the free throw jumper, it's up and good. Smith didn't know which way Curry was going to go. 27 for Curry. Warriors up one.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
All right, Tim Roy on the call on Saturday night on 95.7 The Game. Game 4 coming to you live again from Chase Center, 7 o'clock start. We'll get it started with Warriors live at 6 and tip off at 7 o'clock. Warriors, they take Game 3, 104-93. Steph Curry, just another classic. It's really that simple. He was the best player on the floor like he is often, and he got some help from some sources that don't always come through. Gary Payton II and Buddy Hield. And now the Warriors, with a win tonight, can take control of this series. But the one thing that I will say about the Rockets is expect them to come out and play as hard as they have in each of the first three games. And that's one thing I gotta give it up for the Rockets. I mean, they play hard, Gu. Yeah. They're young. They got a lot of room for growth, but they do play hard.
No doubt about it. And just to piggyback off of that, Steiny, the first 19 minutes of this game, the Golden State Warriors, led by Steph Curry, had 19 points. So just think about that when you talk about what you just said, giving them a compliment, because they do come at you in waves, athleticism and nastiness. But I was a bit worried, like, man, this is going to be one of those. And let's put the right on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. Steiny, Curry had a phenomenal game, 36 mm-hmm. points, but can I dare say that was after a slow start? I was starting to think, oh, here we go. That number's at three, that number. And then he just took off like the 4th of July, man, an M1000.
So you haven't watched Steph enough to know that if he misses 4 out of his first 5 shots, he still might be all right?
I have, but, you know, recency bias is, you know, that game that Sunday that wasn't a playoff game where I'm in Thompson, held him to 3 points, and I know that was an outlier, but, man, a lot of minutes when you talk about playoff minutes, that's a quarter and some change, and the Warriors had 27. And that's not just on Steph, but it's the tip of the cap to Houston, too. And the Warriors said, you know what, to hell with that. This will be the game. We'll eclipse 100 points, and they did.
I mean, honestly, as I'm watching that game through the first quarter and a big chunk of the second, I wasn't really encouraged. I was thinking, you know, this team right now feels like it's swimming upstream. Felt like everything was difficult for them. And then you look at that, you look at the court or on the court, and there's no Jimmy Butler, and you start wondering, how is this team going to score enough, especially against this Rockets defense? And then what ends up happening? Well, Curry makes his usual, I don't know, what, 3 to 5, yeah, 4 to 6 crazy shots, which changed the momentum. And then the next thing you know, Buddy Hield and Peyton are chipping in. So let's go to Richard. Richard's in Chicago. Hey, Richard, how you doing, man?
I'm all right. Yeah, I have a comment. You know, the way I look at it, in the next round is going to be four teams. Denver, the Nuggets, the Warriors, and Minnesota. Because I think Minnesota's going to take care of the Lakers, and OKC is another class in itself. But I think those four teams are going to be capable of winning, equally capable of beating the other, and end up in a Western Conference final. Because I don't see much of a difference between those four teams, which is the Warriors, Minnesota, Denver, or the Clippers. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the one team you're forgetting is Oklahoma City.
Oh, yeah, didn't mention
that. You know, Oklahoma City is there already, and I think that the Denver-Clippers series, that's just a tough one for the loser of that series, because I do think that the loser of that series is going to be the best team that's been eliminated from the playoffs, unfortunately. No, but I mean, if the Warriors can get by the Rockets, they'll play obviously Minnesota or the Lakers, and they got a shot against either of those teams. They got to finish off the Rockets first, and tonight I think is going to be the type of game where if Jimmy Butler plays and Steph Curry plays and Draymond Green plays and heck, even Looney, Payton, I really think they know this is the game they want, because if they could somehow wrap this thing up in 5-6 at the most,
huge,
get a couple days off before their next series, I think they'll greatly benefit from that, no doubt about it. Because, you know, the one thing I will say is I'm watching this – the Warriors Rockets, but I'm watching every playoff series, and it's tough to get a win. It's grueling, and it takes its toll on players, especially veteran type players. So a big part of this offseason, as far as I'm concerned, is going to be whether or not the Warriors can win the games they're supposed to win and take control of a series and hopefully give themselves some rest between series.
No doubt about it. And I'll say this to that point, Donnie. We know it's Operation Game 4 about tonight and finishing this series. But the bottom line is whoever they play in the next round, if they advance, they're going to start on the road. And, you know, like good taco meat, you know, the Warriors are seasoned. So I'm not saying, and they're proving it right now by taking game one against the Rockets. But whoever they play after this, I believe is more experienced and better than that this Houston team. But rest would be imperative at this point.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors up 2-1 against the Houston Rockets. And they won game three without Jimmy Butler. We'll have to find out whether or not he's going to play tonight. I got to believe if he can, he will. But
I got a question for you, too.
You know, I don't know how the back feels. I don't know how he feels. So that's one of those where, you know, when we ask, should he or shouldn't he play, I'm not afraid to say, yeah, I have no idea. Well, it's up to him. If he thinks he can play and be effective, then he should play. If he doesn't, then he shouldn't.
Because it's all about psychology, life and sports, right? Stani, as crazy as this take is going to sound, let me know what you think. In no world, I know the Warriors are not a better team without Jimmy Butler, but if you're the Rockets and you know what he's dealing with, and if he were to go tonight and be somewhat compromised and not the Jimmy we know, do you think the Rockets would want to take their chances on him getting in there for the simple fact that if he's not himself, that could throw things off? Or are you looking at me like, ooh, they were down 12. The Rockets can't make a free throw. If Jalen Green does this or that, and, you know, it could go a different way. Which would you prefer?
I mean, if I'm the Rockets, I just don't get caught up in that. I just can't. I got to go into that game. And I'm just saying if I'm the Rockets, I certainly don't want to go into that game saying, oh, I hope Jimmy doesn't play. You can't have that mentality.
You
just can't. And you also can't control whether Jimmy Butler plays or not. So I think the Rockets go in with the same mindset regardless. Now, their strategy, it may change if Jimmy Butler plays versus if he doesn't play. But to me, this is another game for the Rockets like game two. They cannot go down 3-1 to the Golden State Warriors and expect to beat them three straight times. And That's why tonight's game, I expect them to come out and play exactly as hard as they did in game two. Now the one thing that's the one thing that's tangible, though, is the Rockets have to acknowledge that they haven't played well or well enough when Butler plays. I mean, they essentially beat Butler when he didn't play. They beat the Warriors when Jimmy didn't play three quarters, and then they win a game, the Warriors do, against the Rockets in game three where Butler doesn't play. So the Rockets have to figure out the Warriors with Jimmy Butler, whether it's tonight or even in a clinching type of game.
Are you shocked at all? Because we gave all the compliments and used the superlatives and adjectives to describe the tenacious Rocket defense, but another game where the Warriors only had 10 turnovers, Donnie, are you shocked that Houston's not turning the Warriors over more? But I got goosebumps back to, what, November a few years ago when Kevin Durant was a Warrior and clapped for the ball and Dre didn't give it to him, but I'm all over here. But Steph Curry, did you see the sequence where Peyton had it and he told him, give me the ball, like, I'm hot, I'm cooking, I'm about to put this thing in the hole. Are you shocked that Houston's not turning them over that much?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit, and that's been a key to the series. If the Warriors don't turn the ball over, they're going to be in good shape. I want to say game one, the Rockets had more turnovers, they lost. Game three, the Rockets had more turnovers, they lost. And it's pretty easy to figure out why. If you're a team that can't, if you're a team that struggles scoring, I mean, you can't be giving up, you know, 15 extra possessions because you're turning the ball over. That's just a recipe for disaster. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, what stuck out to you on Saturday night? What gives you confidence moving forward in this series? The Warriors look to take a 3-1 lead tonight at Chase Center. Let's go to Max in San Jose. Hey, Max, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, guys. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
I'm doing well, doing well. So, great question that you just asked, Donnie. You know, personally, I feel like the Warriors figured out where they should be setting the high pick and roll. I feel like that unlocked GP2. If we get Butler back, I really feel like he can play the same role that we saw GP2 play at the end of the game there. But just a question to you guys, what do you guys think the Rockets will do to try to counter the high pick and roll and the placement of where GP2 catches the ball and has a lot of space? I also feel like setting it as high as they were doing at the end of the game allowed Steph to get a running start, so to speak, and really kind of pick and choose his spots on the court a little bit better. But what do you guys think, and how do you guys feel about that high pick and roll and how it worked out for us?
Well, I think it worked out pretty well on Saturday. I think the issue for the Rockets, I mean, you can't devote a lot of attention to Gary Payton II, because if you do, it's just going to open things up for everybody else. I mean, the reality is sometimes in the NBA, Steph Curry's going to make his shots and Buddy Hield's going to make his shots. And then Gary Payton II is making some threes or going 5-for-5 in the fourth quarter. You're going to get beat.
Yeah.
Especially the Rockets are going to get beat because they have so much trouble scoring.
Yeah, and we haven't once mentioned Steph's 9 assists, Donnie. So when he was driving, I mean, he looked like Peyton Manning sometimes. And Udoka spoke to it, you know, guys getting lost on their assignments and bounce pass to Gary Payton, dunk, layup. Like, that kept happening over. But as far as Gary Payton II and the others, Donnie, not named Buddy Hield, I'm just going to live with them taking the shots, hopefully, you know, from the perimeter. And tip your cap if they go in.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. Again, Warriors take a 2-1 lead against the Houston Rockets. Game four is tonight. And if you're a Warrior fan, how do you feel about that game on Saturday? You won it without Jimmy Butler. And, I mean, what more can you ask for? You get Jimmy Butler a little bit of rest. We'll find out whether or not he plays tonight. I don't know whether the Warriors being up 2-1 or let's say if they were down 2-1, I don't know if Jimmy Butler would be more likely to play in one and less likely to play in the other. I just got to believe if Butler feels like he can play, he's going to play.
Yeah.
Whether they're up 2-1 or not.
Yeah. But, you know, again, I came in here and even before the series started, fat mouthing when you talk about my prediction. But, man, if somehow this thing goes back to the Lone Star State 2-2, then by any is Malcolm X, right? By any means necessary, we need Jimmy out there. And I did have that thought driving in. Do you err on the side of caution? Or is this thing going to be what it is, Donnie? It's not going to get better. And him playing tonight would be like him playing Wednesday, because that is the one thing that we do know. These games are coming fast and in a hurry.
Yeah, I mean, I think if he can play, he's going to play. But I also think that the rest has got to be helping him. At least with the pain. So, you know, it's up to their medical staff. It's up to Butler. And I don't know if 2-1 means he's more likely to, you know, sit or not. Yeah. I think it's a good sign that the Warriors were able to win that game without Jimmy Butler, obviously, though.
Now, you're the stylist of the show, pretty much the station when it comes to attire. Was that a fur coat Jimmy was rocking?
He was clean, Stoney. Do you know? You had to have some thoughts on the fur. I mean, if I were to guess, Jimmy Butler's...
He was clean.
Jimmy Butler's a professional basketball player who's made hundreds of millions of dollars. I'll bet it was a legitimate fur coat, and I'll bet it was fairly expensive.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to Philmo Mike.
Mike.
What's up, Philmo? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's poppin'?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey.
Two moments of the game that I absolutely love. You kind of took it, though. But like Steph Curry, I was watching it. I was like, did you just say, give me the ball, give me the damn ball? I'm looking like, okay, what's Steph going to do? He did one of the illest things. Bro, this is like, this. You can't make this up. This is like a movie script. Give me the ball. And I kind of never seen like Steph Curry kind of like yoke up on somebody. I don't know if you know what that means. I mean, like, get out of my like, bro, if you don't give me the ball, I'm going to knock you the hell out. He kind of got at GP too. And I'm looking like, what's Steph going to do? He do set the screen. He gets the switch. First, he did the sick little Timmy Hardaway, Kevin Johnson crossover. Whoa. Then he went to the left. Then he stopped on a dime. And went behind the back looking like Jesus Shuttlesworth. I kid you not. I thought it was Jesus Shuttlesworth in high school. He was so smooth with it. Hit the jumper. I love how he switched his game up mid-game. He was talking. I did like you in Shasky. I watched the game like three times. He was talking to himself, walking around. He was talking. He was like, man, I got to switch my game up a little bit. They had him bottle 0 for 2 or something like that. He started hitting the middies, going to the hole. It was just on display.
Man.
Last one more thing I seen. I don't know if you watched this. Steph and Draymond was on the bench, and they kind of like both wiped their heads at the same time towards the end of the game. That was epic. You could tell they real brothers. Last point, Jay Billis and Mark Jones, protect them. They were in a bag.
Wow.
I don't know. I hate watching ESPN basketball, but they need to stay together. They need to stay together. And Jefferson, he needs to stop just rooting for the Lakers and LeBron so openly. He damn near needs to get trumped and fired. It's crazy how he just obviously roots for them. I'm like, bro, what are you talking? Doris Burke had to check him, and I love Doris Burke. She's like, I don't think the offense has been playing. He was like, the offense has been playing wonderful. Bro, they got like 5 points in the last 7-8 possessions. What are you talking about? Man,
Thanks, I love y'all's show.
I love 95.7.
I love you, Mike.
Man, y'all keep doing your thing. Damn.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call. I love it, man.
Go ahead.
I thought Billis was really good.
He's incredible to me, man.
And I watched the whole Lakers-Minnesota game, and you know who I want to win that series. Hey, Evan, I know you're 40 miles away, but I don't need that. Richard Jefferson, I'm rooting for the Timberwolves. Yeah. I like Richard Jefferson, actually.
I think Mike does, too, but he had his Laker pom-poms on, or LeBron.
I didn't notice that he was
rooting for the Lakers.
Yeah, I didn't have the sound down.
When I heard Jay Billis doing NBA, I was like, Stoney, you know how I am about my commentators, but I'm with Phil on Mike. I'm in. And Mark Jones, we don't need to say anything else about him, but Billis was, he knows the game, and he's not afraid to say, you know, what's going on, and I love it.
You know, I was thinking about this, and maybe we can put one thing to bed, and then you can all make fun of me for another thing. So remember about 15 years ago when Curry came into the league and he wasn't a real point guard, but he wasn't quite a shooting guard. And I said, boy, he'd be great coming off the bench. And I'm looking at Jalen Green and I'm seeing a guy that scores 9, then 7, then 38, then 9, then 26. And I'm thinking to myself, if this is who he is, and I get it, he's only 22, 23, but if this is who he is, hell, I'd make him a sixth man right now. I mean, you just cannot have a starter that has that much discrepancy between a game where he scores and a game where he doesn't score.
Now, wow, you preach.
I mean, you know, Steph Curry has a bad game. He still can get you 15 to 18. You cannot have your leading scorer scoring in single digits every other game, not only because that's not what a leading scorer is supposed to do, but then it's also game to game, you all have to, in essence, react to how he's playing. And in game one, he couldn't make a shot. And if his teammates sense that, they've got to play a certain way. Game two, he's going nuts. Then you got to acknowledge that if you're his teammate and try to get him the ball. Yeah. And then the other night on Saturday, he's not playing well again. And somebody's got to pick up the slack. So it's tough on a team when your leading scorer, you just don't know what to expect out of him.
Yeah, but I'll say this to that, Stoney. I think we're watching Jalen Green go through his playoff puberty. There's no doubt we are. But where I have a problem with what I deem how he attacked and approached this game, Stoney, is, yeah, you're not going to make every shot, young man, but you cannot leave Chase Center Saturday night, headed back to the Four Seasons or wherever they're staying, after you had one of the greatest games of your young career with 11 field goal attempts. And to your point, Stoney, I want to bring up the red stop sign. I think Şengün right now is their best player, but Jalen Green, get in the game and meet the moment. I felt like he was passive, and if you can't do it after you have, you know, your breakout game in front of the world, that was just a head scratcher. And
while I say all that, I want to give some kudos to Kuminga, who didn't do it and only played 17 minutes. I thought it was disappointing. I'll say that and get that out the way. But Steiny, he was on him some, and I was saying, okay, am I missing or omitting giving love to Kuminga for maybe making Jalen Green swing the ball and not be aggressive? But you're right, dude. That should have been a 8-for-24 game, but it wasn't. And we'll see what he does tonight. But, man, Stoney, I thought he let them down.
Yeah, and, you know, the other thing is, you know, you start talking about Şengün and
make a free throw.
A heck of a player, but post being in that game bothered him a little bit more than I think he thought. So they kept him under control field goal wise. And again, look, you can't have your best or second best player, and I'm talking about Şengün, go 1-for-6 from the line.
That's killer, man.
You know, and this is one of the psychological things I always think about with the Warriors. You can't, if you're the Rockets, you cannot be missing free throws and then have Steph Curry making those shots at the other end, because it just demoralizes you. It absolutely demoralizes you. You're missing 15-foot free throws and he's throwing in 25 footers, which seem like nothing for him. And over the course of a game, I just think it wears you down.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And like you said, if you're trying to pull off the impossible in a series, you know, you got to make your free throws. And they just, I mean, Steiny, to go up there and have the guys you kind of want at the line, Şengün, and to miss both of them, you know, and he wasn't the only culprit. But my goodness, the Warriors are in good position right now, Steiny, to go up 3-1 and put a stranglehold on this series with or without Butler. I just wish I could give you and the listeners a better read. I'm no doctor on Jimmy's availability And how crucial that is in tonight's contest.
You got Celebrini's cell phone?
I do not.
All right, this is from Apollo Cruz on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. Şengün was cooked after he missed that dunk. I mean, I get it. It's only one play, you cannot be giving away points to the Golden State Warriors. All right.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.